الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا وقال تبارك وتعالى إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا ذلك عيسى ابن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون وقال تعالى إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم وقال تعالى إني متوفيك ورافعك إلي ومطهرك صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and brothers, youngsters, every year the December month of December comes, buzzing in our mind the time of the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, time the birth of Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and also the Maryam alayhi salam, the Mary. Especially the youngsters also. They only know about name of Isa, name of Jesus, and name of Maryam, name of Mary. That's all. Forget the youngsters, even the elders don't even know the story of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Who were they? Pious man, amongst the Bani Israel, the ulama of the Bani Israel, the pious man, and he was the Imam of Baytul Maqdis in Palestine for many years. His name was Imran. Imran. And his wife was so pious, Hanna. They both of them had no children, and she was old. Hannah was old. Hannah, one day she came out from her house and she saw a bird. Big bird was feeding the baby bird. The bird was putting the seed in the mouth of the baby bird. And she felt so much, and she says, Ya Allah, you also, you can give the child to this, you can give the child to the bird, Allah, give me too. She asked, at the same night she fell pregnant. Same night she fell pregnant. And she gave the birth of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam, as we call in English, the Mary. While the Hannah was pregnant, she was pious. But when she born, the father passed away. She born as an orphan child. Maryam born as an orphan child. Hazrat Imran and Zakaria both was brother-in-law, Hamzulf, were married to sisters. Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam and Imran, both wife was sisters. Zakaria alayhi salatu was salam, everyone knows about the life of Zakaria alayhi salatu was salam. He was a Nabi. Allah mentioned in many, many places about him in the Quran. When Hannah was pregnant, that time she made, she vowed, and she said, Ya Allah, if I give birth of the boy, a baby, I will keep this baby in your house. The house is called Baytul Maqdis for Ibadat, nothing else. She made the dua. And she was chosen. The baby. What Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Ya Maryam, uqnuti li rabbiki wasjudi warka'i ma'arraki. When Hannah gave birth, that was not boy, only a girl, is called Maryam. And she kept her name at the same time, Maryam meaning worshipper, the person who worship Allah. Now she was not regretting, she was sad, Ya Allah, I vowed and I made intention to put my baby in the masjid in your house. But the girl, most of them, they're very weak. Sometimes the menstruation problem, the nifas problem, they're not part. I can't keep that girl in your house. If I had the baby boy, was very easy for me to keep that boy in your house. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, that you gave the birth of the girl and she is more pious than sometime boy. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, and she's going to be a pious. Allahu Akbar. But anyway, she gave birth of baby girl and she kept her name Maryam, Mary. And she kept the baby. She carried the baby in Masjid Aqsa in Jerusalem. And there were approximately, according to one narrator in Bukhari, 13 or 29. The pious people, they used to stay in the masjid like i'tikaf. Full-time ibadat. She took the baby and left in the masjid. I brought because I vowed, I made intention to keep my baby in the masjid. Now, amongst them was a leader to worship Allah. Hazrat Zakaria also was there. Hazrat Zakaria said, I am going to look after this baby. Not you. Because I married to her khala.
And Kala is like mother. And mother look after the baby more than your wife. So I will look after this baby. Subhanallah. But they said no. The baby is a pious man's baby. Whose baby was? Imran. And Imran was the Imam of Masjid Aqsa. And he passed away. So all of them, they wanted, they wishes to look after this baby. Now how are they going to solve this problem? So Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam says, we all of us normally write Torah with our pen. What we can do, we go by the sea of Urdun in the water. We're going to write your name on top of your pen. And we're going to throw this pen inside the water. Whomsoever is the pen drown, they're not going to look after baby. The whomsoever the pen is just on top of the water, he will look after the baby. There was 29 people, they wrote their name on top of the pen and they throw in the water. All of them, the pen drowned beside Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Zakariya said, I am going to look after this baby. And that was Allah's wishes also. He was going to be a Nabi, Zakariya alayhi salam. And he made a small place, it's called cubicle, in the corner of the masjid. And whole day from Fajr till Isha, he used to keep that baby in that place. Because the baby's food was coming from Allah. From Allah. Actually, one day, Hazrat, which Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem, Zakariya alayhi salam went inside the corner, like how we sit in the i'tikaf. Was a small cubicle, a small place. The baby was, after Isha, used to take the baby as he growing up to the house by his wife, Zakariya alayhi salam. Because that his wife was the baby's color. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, one day Zakariya alayhi salam went inside the cubicle and she was eating grapes. Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam asked, Ya Maryam, anna laka hadha? How did you get this? Zakariya alayhi salam was a Nabi. You know. That's why most of the scholars says, that was the miracle of Zakariya alayhi salam also. Mojiza of Zakariya alayhi salam. And other side, Maryam was going to be a mother of a Nabi of Isa alayhi salatu salam. And she was a pious from the small age. And she used to call an ibadah and always glorify to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from the small age. Anna laki hada ya Maryam, anna laki hada. What she says? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Always Allah give me this kind of things when I'm hungry. Jibreel alayhi salam used to bring Jannat fruits for her. A similar story, if you open the hadith, you will find Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah, amazing story. Let me tell you that also. In between the Hazrat Fatima, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to all the wives' house. You got some food? I'm hungry. You got, because he was hungry from few days. All the wives' house he went there, nobody got food. They were hungry too. Then he went to the daughter's house, Fatima, and he knocked the door. Said, oh, my daughter Fatima, do you have some roti or food? She said, no. While Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going, returning back to her house, his house, Aisha's house, on the way, slave woman came and she brought few roti and she gave it to Fatima. Immediately Fatima said to Hazrat Hassan, go and call your nana. While he was coming and calling Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hassan went to call Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam come back to the house of Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah, there was a two roti and salam. Hazrat Fatima went there and she opened that. I wasn't really cooked. The food was cooked. She praised Allah and she sent salutation upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she brought that food in front of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, Ya Fatima, where did you have this food? He says, from Allah. From Allah. At that time, Hazrat Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says,
you like a woman of Bani Israel, like Maryam. He pointed towards Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, that she was getting food from Allah. You also get food from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
As Maryam grew up,
when she was 13, 16,
the age between 16 and 20,
Allahu Akbar.
What Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem. First thing Allah mentioned, Ya Maryam uqnuti li rabbiki, always bow to your Rabb. Wasjudi and make sajda, prostrate to your Rabb. Warka'i and make ruku
in front of your Rabb.
With those who making ruku, those who bowing in front of Allah. Now while she was inside the cubicle in the corner of the masjid, she used to worship Allah a lot. But Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem, فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. Always she used to sit in the corner and remember Allah. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. Suddenly, Allah says, we send towards her our one of the angels is called Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Ruh. But Allah mentioned in the place, Ruh al-Quds, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He came in the form of a beautiful, handsome man. Jibreel salam. In front of this, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, in front of Mary. The ulama mentioned in whose form he came in front of Maryam alayhi salam. In whose form? Allah says, Basharan Saviya. Bashar meaning insan. Know the angel. In whose form Jibreel came? Do you know that? The ulama, the scholar says, in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because no one is complete man in this dunya beside Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he's going to come in this dunya just before the Qiyamah, and he will spread the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not as a Nabi, as a Khalifa of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and will spread the deen of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will do tabligh in entire world. He will chop the Dajjal. And then he will marry also. He's going to live in this dunya for 40 years. And he will die in Medina. And he will bury in the same place where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar. There is one place empty is there. The Hazrat Isa is going to bury there. That's how one day Hazrat Aisha asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I die, so I like to bury myself. Meaning I like to here sleep next to you in this place, in your house. Prophet said, no, myself, then Abu Bakr, then Umar, and the empty place there, Hazrat Isa will come there. Clearly mentioned. Came in the form of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Basharan Saviya. Qalat. Now she saw first time. Inni a'udhu bir Rahman. Minka in kunta taqiyya. She never seen man, unknown person in her life. She says, please go away from here. I'm giving you the wasta of Allah. Please go away. Don't come next to me. And she don't know that he's a Jibreel. قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ. Jibreel says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ. I am the messenger, the angel of your Rabb. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيَّ. You got a glad tiding of a beautiful child. Subhanallah. What she says? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَّرْ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّا. Either the women fall pregnant two ways. Either she get married to somebody, then, or she commit adultery with someone, then there's two ways. She says both way, walam yamsasni bashar, no man touch me, walam aku baghiya, and neither I am adulterer. How can I'm going to fall pregnant? I'm going to get baby. What the? Allahu Akbar says to by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam,
இன்னமா அம்ருஹு இதா அராத ஷை அன் யகூல லஹு குன். With the word of kun in between kaf and noon, when Allah says what he did, he just didn't touch Hazrat Maryam. The astin, this is called astin, this Jibreel just blow inside here and she fell pregnant. Just blow here, didn't touch her, she fall pregnant, subhanallah. Not like our women, for 9 months she fall pregnant. Within a few hours, the baby is ready. Where is she going to go? Because for 9 months then, how much she have to listen from the people? How you fall pregnant? Where you went? What you did? Like today, what happened? You're an adulterer. Where you went? Immediately, the baby is ready. Now, she was so scared what to do. What Jibreel says, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنَ وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. This baby will be a sign, a alamat, a sign for entire mankind. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. And is a blessing one from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What she said, Allahu Akbar, when she fell pregnant. Nasiya mansiya, Allahu Akbar. I should die before happened this. How I'm going to reply the people? She went away in jungle. She was so scared. فَجَاءَ الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. You know, in the house, what happened? When the Jibreel was getting close to her, she was going back. But the behind was a wall. Where is she going to go? Then Jibreel just blow from here. When she fall pregnant, she went in jungle somewhere out of the city. فَجَاهَ الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Now she was sitting there. She gave birth of the baby. No pain, no problem, nothing. Normal, easy way she gave birth. Now Jibreel alayhi salam did not come in front of her, calling from the back. From the back, and she says, this is the palm tree there, was cut off, no branch at all, just only was like a pillar, was a dry palm tree, no branch at all, no dates on top. Jibreel says, just shake that palm tree. When she hold and she was shaking that, suddenly that, not the dry one, the fresh is called rutab, started falling from there. Khajur. Khajur was falling from that. Allah Ta'ala made it such, subhanallah. And by her feet special, the spring water came out. So she was eating that khajur and she was drinking the water. That is solved. Now how is she going to give answer to the people now? Because there is a baby in the left now. She had to go back to village and she had to reply. So Allah says, you just go. Jibreel says, if the people ask you, just put your right finger, shahadat, on your mouth and you point towards the baby. Fasharat ilay, fasharat ilay. You just say, I'm fasting, not to talk. That is my fasting, I can't talk. Just point towards the baby. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. They got so angry when she came in the village. They saw the baby. What this is? Allahu Akbar. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. They gave a tone. Your father was not like this. Your mother was not like this. Where you brought this child? They started accusing her. Your father Imran was so pious, or Imam of Masjid. Your mother was so pious, Hanna. Where you brought this child? Ya ukhta Harun. And is pointed towards the Harun alayhi salam too. That. Ya ukhta Harun. Ma kana abu kimra asaw. Wa ma kanat. Ummuki bagiya.
Your mother was not adulterer. Your father was not doing like this. Where you got this child? Allahu Akbar. She can't say anything because Allah says, just put your finger on your mouth for asharat ilay. Qalu kayfa nukallimu. They got so angry. You have no other excuse. Just pointing towards the child. You should find some excuse that Zakaria made me married quietly. You don't know. Some other excuse you can make it. But you're pointing towards the child. You're making us more angry. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيَّا. That 2 days, one day child, how is going to talk to us? Isa, Jesus, how is going to talk to us? كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيَّا. Same time, that baby started talking, إِنِّي Abdullah. From that cradle, from the left, started talking. That's why Maryam a.s. says, that when I was alone in jungle, you know, few hours, there is no one to talk to me, the baby was talking to me. The baby was talking to me, and the baby was reading tasbih inside my womb. Isa was talking so many times when he was a baby. When he came out, that's pointed towards the baby, says, Inni Abdullah. The baby is talking. Inni, Allah says in the 16th para, Inni Abdullah. I am not a God. Inni Abdullah. Who I am? I am the servant of Allah. I am not. Jesus is not God. Allah says, Inni Abdullah. I am not Allah. I am the servant of Allah. I'm not son of Allah. I am the servant of Allah. Abdullah. Atani al-kitaba. Allah has given me the prophethood. Small age, one day child. Allah has given me prophethood, kitab. It's called Bible. Bible is going to come later on. But beforehand, the child says, Allah send me to spread his deen in this dunya. Atani al-kitab. Waja'alani nabiyya. And he made me prophet. Not God. Not son of God. Not three of one. No. I am the prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا. Allah made me a blessing. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever I am. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. Thus, Allah doesn't read namaz. Allah doesn't need to read namaz. What he saying? وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. Allah bequest me. Allah told me to perform salah. To establish salah. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And I must pay charity to. I must give zakat to. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. Until I live in this dunya. That's another place. Allah says, وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَا. The Isa is spoken when he was a baby too. And he's going to speak when he's going to come in this dunya. So he been raised, he been taken away from this dunya till on the second heaven, subhanallah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went to Miraj. Another hadith of Imam Muslim rahimahumullah. I saw Isa alayhi salam was making tawaf of the Kaaba. I saw Musa alayhi salam in his cover he was reading namaz. All these hadiths is mentioned in Imam Muslim rahimahumullah. In Muslim Sharif, the authentic hadith says, he was 34 years old and he'd been taken away by angel. Hazrat Jibreel as-salam taken him from this dunya to second heaven. When he's going to come after many thousand years, still he's going to be 34 or 40 years old. That's age. Not 1,000 years old or 2,000 years old. The age grew up in this dunya, not above this sky. It's like a jannat for him. It's same. That's what Prophet says, all the insans, those who are going to go in Jannah, they will be given the age of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In Jannah. When he's going to come in this dunya, it's the same age, and he's going to get married, he's going to get children too, and he will die in Madinah Munawwara. And before that, he will go everywhere and spread the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wausani bis salati was zakati madum tu hayya wa barram bi walidati. We calling the Jesus God, we have to understand Jesus had mother, mother. That's what Allah telling him. You look after your mom, Maryam, Mary. You respect your mom. Allah not telling only Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's telling all the Anbiya, even Isa alayhi salam, says, Allah said to me, "Wa barram biwalidati," I have to be kind with my mother. Today, when we go to school, not Allah Hafiz, not Salaam Alaikum, we swear at mom and then we go to school. When you come in the house, the food is not the first thing you're going to swear your mom. What a baby says, baby. Wabarram biwalidati. My Allah said to me to respect my mother, to be kind with my mother. Walam yaj'alni jabbaran shakiyya. Allah did not make me the bad one, the good person. Honored one. Be good, be kind. Talk gently, nicely with everyone. Further Allah says, Dhalika Isa ibn Maryam. From Suratul Fatiha to Suratul Nas, there is no any lady's name mentioned beside Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam. In the whole Quran, you will never ever find the any woman's name mentioned. Even the Asiya was a wife of Fir'aun. She was so pious. Her name is not there. Even Fatima is not there. Even Khadijatul Kubra, name is not there. Even Aisha, the name is not there. Even the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam married to Shuaib alayhi salam's daughter, their name is not there. No one, even Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, no one name is the name only mentioned. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah knew. He created me and created the entire world. He knows the day will come. The people will say that Isa is a god. So Allah firstly mentioned the Quran Kareem, Isa ibn Maryam. Isa ibn Maryam. Isa ibn Allah. He's not the son of Allah. He's the son of Mary. Allah mentioned clearly. The Christian, their religion, their belief, we're not going to argue with them. We're not going to tell them, no, you're wrong. Okay, you believe that. We're Muslim, we don't believe that. We're Muslim, believe. We must tell our children that way. We're not going to go argue with somebody, some other religion. They follow their religion. Let them follow their religion. If they become Muslim, then we can tell them what is right, what is wrong. We are Muslim. We have to explain our child, our children, that Isa was a son of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. He was not Jesus. You can't argue with non-Muslim. No, you're wrong. They follow their religion. That's why they say Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he been raised from this dunya, that's why he's God. Why they said that, that's why the hadith is quoted by Imam Hakim rahimahullah, and also mentioned in Tabrani, subhanallah. He says Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, the Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was spreading the deen. The one king in his time, his name was Dawud bin Faquz or Dawud bin Buddha. He ordered to go and kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The whole story is mentioned, the time is not there. So I'm just shortcut, I'm telling you that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had 12 Hawari. Hawari meaning companions. Another way is in companions, friend of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. 12 or 19, there are two narrators, they said. And they were living with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to spread the deen. So one of the person that he was coming to kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his Hawariyin, who went to stay with me in Jannat? So among them was one young companions of Isa alayhi salam, I want to stay with you in Jannat. So if Allah make your face like my face and they kill you, no problem, you happy? He said, yes. So okay, sit down. Then he asked again amongst them, who can do this? He stood up again, second time, then third time. He said, okay, you ready? What happened? While they were coming in the house to kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, other way Jibreel alayhi salam came and taken Isa alayhi salam from the roof towards the second heavens. What Allah says in the Quran Kareem, that they says they killed the Isa alayhi salam. They did not kill the Isa alayhi salam. They killed and the same similar shubbiha lahum, Allah mentioned in Quran Kareem. Allah made the resemble, same face, body was normal, same face like Isa alayhi salam. And that sahabi was killed by them, and they said, we killed the Isa alayhi salam, which Allah clearly says in the sixth para, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينَ. They, yaqeen, Allah says yaqeen, the word, he used yaqeena. They did not kill the Isa alayhi salam, definitely, بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, but Allah taken him from this dunya, and he's living on the seventh heaven, and he's going to come before the qiyamah in this dunya, and he will spread the deen of Rasulullah. He is going to come in Damascus, in Bab al-Lud, and then he's going to kill the Dajjal, and he will spread the deen, everything. Then Yajuj Majuj will come. There's no time to mention about more detail of Dajjal and Yajuj Majuj. Inshallah, next time. Then Yajuj Majuj come, and they will all of them will die. Then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his Hawarini, his all the friends, like what you call the, he's going to come while Imam Mahdi was an imam then. Imam Mahdi will tell him to perform namaz. He says, no, you the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm giving you preference, no me. I'm not Nabi. I am now as a Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was Nabi for my ummah, not for this ummah. And he's going to lead namaz. Read namaz behind Imam Mahdi too. While Imam Mahdi is going to be a pious person in this dunya as a ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a long story is there. But the main question, the Isa alayhi salatu wasallam, who was Isa? Who was Jesus? He was not son of Allah. He was not God. He was not one of the three. He was the Nabi of Allah, which Allah mentioned clearly in the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala give me understanding, give all of us understanding. That's today they're doing gift and all this. Please understand what is right, what is wrong. We're not helping somebody to encourage them to do wrong things. Be careful from that. You have to ask the ulamas, what is the masla of this? May Allah Ta'ala give us real and true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.